This is a podcast from Rover.
Not for radio. Reloaded.
Anyway, shall we get into this war story, shall we?
Yes.
I've got one here from Bradley, West Yorkshire in England.
Yeah, boy.
So, about 10 years ago, I broke up with a bird and shamefully dragged myself back home to mum and dad's. I knew the couple that ran the pub on the end of their street and got myself a part-time job there with them until I could find my feet again. I remember thinking to myself, well, at least things couldn't get much worse. By jingo, I was wrong.
By jingo.
By jingo. I was working the bar on a usually pretty quiet night, sometime during the middle of the week, with only 3 staff members on and the bosses out for the day. Myself, the chef, and a waitress. For some reason, we had a freak one-day heat wave, as we Brits do when the sun's out. We tend to make the most of it, as to not completely forget what it looks like. That is fair. It's usually quite grim. I'm not bloody kidding you when I say that everyone and their nan turned up. We were run ragged. The combination of the heat, a few extra pounds on me, and running around like a headless chicken for several hours resulted in the worst case of... I can relate. In the worst cases of ass chafe I have ever known. I needed a shower. Bad. But the 2 young ladies I've been working with asked if I wanted to go out and get pissed. The shift from hell had just ended and I really couldn't say no. I awoke the next day still in my clothes from the night before with one hell of a hangover. Finally, it was time to shower. I went to get up and found I could barely move. I had the most excruciating pain up my back passage. I shuffled my way to the bathroom, grabbed a mirror, and checked out what was going on. What the fucking hell is that? 1 hour and 1 painful taxi ride later, I'm headed... I'm head down, ass up, looking at a doctor and my mum upside down between my knees.
He's gone to hospital.
It turned out, oh Jesus. It turned out I'd got an abscess the size of a grape right on the freckle.
No.
Oh man, if it's right on the freckle, yeah. A pilonidal abscess is an ingrown hair on your tailbone.
Ooh.
And my mate had one of those and they're fucking horrific. Basically what they do is they cut them out down to the bone basically. And then you need to have a nurse come over like every day for weeks and they let it heal from the bottom up. So it's like a big red raw hole.
Yuck.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, no, that doesn't sound ideal at all.
This guy's done himself a real mischief here.
All right. The doctor gave me some strong painkillers, some antibiotics, but warned me it'll take around 7 days to clear up. It'll probably get worse before it gets better. And he gave me some great advice to avoid alcohol. I could not shit without screaming into a pillow and ironically could only sit comfortably on the toilet. I wasn't about to spend the next week standing up or laid on my face at home when I could stand perfectly fine at a bar. So for the next few days, I was drugged up on codeine, shit-faced and on a hunger strike until I awoke one morning and my grape had grown into a grapefruit.
Oh!
Mum, call the doctor again.
Oh, my God. It's like a 3 cheek.
It's like he's giving birth.
That's bad.
The doctor got me into hospital straight away for surgery, but I had to get there fast. Mum, my sisters, and my sister's boyfriend loaded me into the car, gently sat me on the neck of a travel pillow, and off we all went to the hospital. A couple of miles down the road, my sister's boyfriend noticed, hey, we need some petrol. Without warning, and like a scene from Fast and the Furious, screeched through traffic and into the gassy. The sudden shift in the car sent me toppling off my pillow and onto the back seat. Instantly, the pain was like a hot poker up the jack seat.
Oh, my, this is so bad.
But as fast as it came, it was gone. The goose egg in my ass crack had finally hatched. But rather than a baby bird flying out, a disgusting mass of blood and mucus shot up my back, through my hair, and onto the roof of the car.
No!
Oh, This is out the gate.
Fuck me running.
Hot mucus up your back.
But it went through his hair.
Into the roof.
Oh, do you reckon he was wearing a shirt and it just the angle, it just went straight up the back and like, you know how you get that loose bit at the back of your neck?
I reckon there was
volume.
Just, yeah, I reckon there was just so much of
that'd
it.
Be like jumping on a balloon.
Mental. Oh, good God. A stain and stink that stayed with the car until it was crushed by all accounts. Fuck me running. Later at the hospital, I still had to see the surgeon, a very nice man with a strong accent. I was still pretty out of it from several days without food, on strong pain meds and few too many the night before, so didn't think it strange when he asked me, "How are your balls?" Without giving it too much thought, I just lifted my gown and whipped the old boys out for him and the two nurses to take a gander at. They all looked shocked and I couldn't understand why he... And I couldn't understand why until he slowly and clearly said, "Sorry, how are your bowels?" Fucking holy shit.
This is real character building shit.
Bradley, what an absolute battler. Oh. At the end of all that, he got his fucking nuts out when he didn't have to as well.
Not for radio. Reloaded.